Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes on Sunday by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Don't forget to check out our blog as well and all the other things, the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members, lots of stuff that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful and the least opportunity to be in the business obituaries. Randy Drinkwater is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's a crisis management expert. Have you ever met one of those? Well, you're about to. She has a long string of awards and recognitions, too many to mention, but just suffice it to say, she knows what she's talking about, especially in the area of helping companies overcome things that go bump in the night when you least expect it. Randy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me today.
It's good to have you here. Small business owners, I know big companies, most of them, the smart ones at least, have a contingency. They have a strategy, a plan in place in the event of something that happens. They've got their PR people lined up. They've got their statements. They probably got 100 different statements ready to go in whatever eventuality, because they've got all these installations. They've got employees all across the country, the world, whatever. And something is going to come up in every one of these companies eventually. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. In fact, you sort of stole my line, Jim, but good
I'm
for
sorry.
You.
The point I'm making is small business owners, we typically never think of stuff like that.
Well, and again, seriously, you've made some very well grounded points, Jim, that really can apply across the board, because it doesn't take an army necessarily to sit down and say, in my line of business, what are the four or five things that potentially could go wrong? And you could write it on a cocktail napkin, for goodness sakes, as long as you know if, in fact, something in Category A happens, these are the three things that I need to do right away. And the real key, Jim, is making sure that things happen right away. And if you're in a crisis and, you're starting to, feel a little bit of the stress, you don't want to have to think about at that particular point in time, what are those three things that I need to address? Mm-hmm. So if you've got those three things, they're in your mind, they're written down on that cocktail napkin, you can refer back and just come out immediately and deal with that. Then you can always take a moment to breathe.
Let's pick up that napkin and read what we've written down. Let's pick up the napkin and write something on it. What should we write?
Well, it really is very specific and dependent upon the company. But there are a couple of things that you need to think about. And it all comes down to, how big and how widespread is the product. So, for example, if an apology is warranted, step forward and make that apology. If you need to have some quick plans for resolving things, like Menu Foods did, over the past couple of weeks with the pet food issues,
right,
you need to put that plan forward. And you also, Menu Foods is a great example, you need to have empathy for those affected by the crisis, and you need to be genuine in bringing that forward. And really, it's really about relationships, and your relationships, whether you're a small business or a big business, are with your consumers and your buying audience. And being genuine and coming forward and saying, gee, we know there's a problem, these are the first few things we're doing to handle it, and we empathize, and gee, we really do apologize.
Well, I want to talk about that apology thing in just a minute, so don't let me forget that, but let's throw out some examples. There's probably somebody listening thinking, well, I got a small business. I don't make pet food. I don't buy spinach from California, et cetera, et cetera. I don't make people sit on the tarmacs. What could go wrong in my company? I have a friend, Randy, who owns a small restaurant. I mean, a very small, it's a takeout restaurant.
Sure.
And it's a classic. It's an area brand. It's a very special place. Recently, someone someone accidentally hit the, pulled up beside the restaurant, accidentally hit the gas pedal instead of the brake, roared their car into the waiting area, and ran over, hit some people and ran over one lady, and she's still in the hospital. Now, this is the guy who owns it's a friend of mine. He's a great guy. And who would have thought that one day he'd have to deal with something like that? It's a tiny, tiny business. He's got probably, you know, 4 or 5 employees. How would a small business deal with something like that? You say apologize, but his attorney might tell him not to apologize. What do you think?
Right. And again, certainly, as I stated earlier, the apology depends on the situation because we do live in a very litigious society, and you have to be very careful about how you handle things. But because he's a small restaurant, a local restaurant, something I grew up with all my life, being a Boston girl myself, it's not necessarily about the widespread appeal for your friend Jim, but rather his ability to get in touch with the community, probably that 4, 5, 10-mile radius that comes especially to his restaurant because it is a local restaurant that they all love. And he needs to get engaged with the community, find ways to come forward and show the empathy for that and, you know, not just turn his back and pretend like it didn't happen. So the levels of commitment and things that you do, again, depend on who you are and what the situation is. And I agree with you. An apology in that situation, you know, could, you know, be a challenge for him. But empathy and engaging with the community will reinforce who your friend is and always has been. And that's a part of the community. And you're
right. You could say something like, come out and make a statement, say something like, you know, we're very concerned about the well-being of these people who've been injured, and we're doing everything we can to make sure that their families get whatever they want. So everything in support of the people who may be involved or the authorities who may have to be involved, that kind of thing, to demonstrate that you're part of the solution to this thing.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself, Jim.
Well, another thing for people might say, well, you know, I own a supply company. I have a tire store. I have a travel agency. Whatever it might be, you know, I don't have those kinds of challenges. Well, what if there was violence in your building? You know, these things happen all the time, unfortunately, don't they, Randy?
Well, and that's exactly right. And you know, a lot of people ask me. They say, how do I avoid that crisis in the first place? And, you know, I always tell them it really depends on how you define a crisis, because sometimes the actual crisis, the situation, Jim, cannot be avoided.
Well, that's a good question that you just brought up. You know, are there some things that we could think about that might avoid something like this? We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk to Randy Drinkwater, get her to talk to us, I should say, about this, so you and I can be prepared. And we're going to continue to scratch out some ideas on that napkin she mentioned. We'll do that right after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling with Randy Drinkwater. She's a crisis management expert, and I bet she's got a website. Randy, why don't you give it to us, please?
Thanks, Jim. It is www.corepotentialmarketing.com, CorePotentialMarketing.com, marketing.com.
Core Potential Marketing. What do we find when we get there, Randy?
Well, you talked about earlier the difference between big and small businesses, and there's a divide, Jim, in the marketing aspect as well. You know, big companies have the luxury and the deep pockets to go out and do what we call more of the branding. Smaller companies have to look about at the field level. How do they drive business through their marketing? Because every dollar spent has to return a dollar. And that's what we look at for our clients. We talk about and dig down on how we can help our clients find the people and prospects who are ready to buy their products and service now. And that's when a good marketing dollar is spent at the small business level.
Well, and if someone wanted to contact you to get you to help them be prepared for any potential crisis that might happen to them, can they do that at your website?
Absolutely.
So
yeah,
folks, check that out. CorePotentialMarketing.com, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you.
Randy, let's get our napkin back out and scratch out some things for a small business owner here. If you know, we really need to have some kind of a statement ready that could be modified depending on the deal. Can we talk? I know that it's something that you can do for them, mm-hmm. but also couldn't we talk to, like, if we had a local PR firm, someone we already knew or whatever? Wouldn't that be something that we'd want to try to have something ready? And even though it might not happen for 10 years, there's a chance that in your, you know, folks, if you operate your business for very long, you know, somebody one of these days could stick a microphone in your face and say, you know, someone just shot one of your employees. What do you think about that?
You are exactly right, Jim. I tell my clients all the time that bad things happen to good companies all the time, and that's just the way it is. So you do have to have a prepared statement. And certainly a local PR firm can help you to do that. And not only do you have to have a prepared statement, Jim, you probably have to have 3 or 4 prepared statements, depending on what the situation may be, from very severe, as you just pointed out, to somebody getting shot in one of your retail locations, to, you know, maybe somebody is selling tires and, you know, the tire fell off but nobody got hurt, but it's still a crisis because the tire fell off the car.
Remember when the Explorer thing happened with the tires, and people were the Firestone, I guess the Firestone tires were blowing out, and I think that was the name of the company, the tire company, but you know, you could have a used car dealership with 3 Explorers sitting on your lot, and all of a sudden the local news shows up and says, you know, do any of your cars have Firestone tires on them or whatever, you know, and it could happen. I mean, you never know where things like this could come from.
That's right, and you'd need to be prepared with a statement. Either, you know, there'd be 2 ways to go with that potentially, and this is, of course, off the top of my head, but one would be to say, yes, you know, we believe in the brand and we have tested that vehicle and those tires inside and out, and we have confidence that we've done the right things to ensure that they're safe. Or, based on what we've seen in the marketplace, we may have the Explorer, but the tires have been changed because our customers come first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And be prepared for that sort of thing. The opposite of not being prepared, folks, is the deer in the headlights, right, Randy?
Yeah. Correct. Correct. Yeah. And, you know, unfortunately, when we're not prepared, and that's okay, that happens. We've all been caught in situations where we haven't been prepared. But to the buying public, not being prepared sometimes creates a cloud of suspicion that maybe isn't warranted. And that's why being prepared and coming forward so quickly is such an important, important message to get across when you're dealing with crisis with your business.
Well, exactly. And, you know, things happen all the time that we have no control over. But now, another thing you mentioned a minute ago, Randy, I want to come back to before we wrap up here, is, you know, how to prevent something from happening. Maybe try to do a little preparatory work here so that you aren't causing something that could happen.
Well, and I think that's good business ownership, and I have confidence that, you know, the bulk of the businesses out there do the right things, Jim, or at least what is in their line of sight and they can have control over. Try to do the right things to keep the business moving forward in a positive way that delivers good value and safe value for their customers. That's just, again, good business. However, you know, it goes back to those things that we can't foresee.
Well, one of the things I was thinking about is, you know, from time to time, we hear about someone being arrested at a business because they've been doing something they shouldn't have been doing online, and the FBI will come in and they'll arrest that person and confiscate the computer.
Right.
And, you know, what are you going to say about that, Mr. Business Owner, employer of this person? What are you saying about this? Well, you know, to me, the thing to say would be, we have a strict policy against this kind
right.
of behavior, and this person violated that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the key there, Jim, is that policy really needs to exist.
It has to be written. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, that happens long before the incident comes down.
Yep, you have to have done that. That's the part about being prepared, folks, that we're talking about. Randy, I've enjoyed having you here. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely, and thank you so much for having me.
Give us that website again, please.
www.corepotentialmarketing.com.
Thanks, Randy. Good job
Thanks
today.
Again,
we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Quick break. Right back with our good friend Robert Levin right after these messages. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.